the group Doctors Without Borders is calling for an international investigation into what it says could be a war crime in Afghanistan. U.S. airstrikes killed 22 people, including medical staff at a hospital in Kunduz. The U.S. now says that Afghan forces fighting the Taliban in the area called in the airstrikes, but legal experts say that might not have been enough to justify them. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A former legal advisor to the State Department, John Bellinger, says the bombing of the hospital in Kunduz was a terrible tragedy, but he believes it would be a rush to judgment to call it a war crime.
The mere fact that civilians are killed, that a hospital is damaged, doesn't automatically mean that there has been a war crime. It only becomes a war crime if it is shown that the target was intentionally attacked.
Doctors Without Borders says its hospital was struck repeatedly on Saturday, even though the U.S. and Afghan governments were given the GPS coordinates and knew it was a working medical facility. John Sifton of Human Rights Watch says the U.S. needs to carry out a transparent investigation into what went wrong.
For almost 15 years now, humanitarian groups have been giving information about the coordinates of protected sites like hospitals, orphanages, schools, to the U.S. military. The U.S. military asks for this information so that they can avoid these instances. When something like this happens, it suggests a major failure in their own systemic efforts to avoid civilian casualties.
Theoretically, there are cases when hospitals could become legitimate targets if combatants are misusing the facility. But even then, Sifton says, the military response has to be proportionate.
You can't kill 22 people, including life-saving medical staff, in one of the only medical treatment centers in the region, just to get a couple of Taliban, or even 10.
Still, it is a high bar to call it a war crime, says Robert Goldman, who teaches international law at American University.
Are we going to have to make some kinds of reparation and so forth? Well, I think you bet.
But he says it will be difficult to make a case that this was an intentional attack on a protected place and not just a case of poor intelligence or negligence.
The burden would be on the prosecution to establish, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, that this was an attack willfully undertaken in the knowledge that it was an object entitled, you know, to protection. That is a very, very high hurdle.
Goldman also doesn't think the U.S. has anything to fear from the International Criminal Court. Bellinger, the former State Department advisor, agrees.
It's really not there to act like a local prosecutor investigating every single incident. It's there to investigate systematic war crimes or systematic atrocities.
There is a diplomatic fallout to this sort of incident, though. He says the U.S. will have to show that it takes international law seriously if it wants to have the moral authority to continue to criticize countries like Syria, where human rights groups say doctors and hospitals have been targeted systematically in recent years. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.